نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected brothers and elders, once again we have been honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in having our esteemed guest Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahab in our midst. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes this brief stay with us a successful one and filled with blessing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him long life, good health with afiyah, and continue to benefit the ummah as he has been doing all along. On behalf of the host, the ulama, and the entire community, I welcome Mufti Sahab, and we say Jazakumullah to him for having accepted this invitation of visiting us, and we will request him that he should remember us at all times and give us this opportunity of benefiting from him as much as we can. As far as the personality of Hazrat Mufti Sahab is concerned, he does not need an introduction. I suppose the majority of us know him. But just as a reminder, Hazrat Mufti Sahab is from amongst the galaxy of prominent ulama in the southern hemisphere who have been benefiting the ummah on an international level. And Hazrat Mufti Sahab is proficient, specializes in the dars of the Quran, dars of hadith, general talks on spiritual and moral reformation, and at the same time Hazrat Mufti Sahab is a mufti and he has benefited the ummah in terms of giving solutions to the problems that people have by issuing fatwas. Respected brothers and elders, Hazrat Mufti Sahab at one time had been an ustaz in Darul Uloom Newcastle and he served there for over 2 decades. Thereafter, he joined Channel Islam, and as I hear from the ladies where he had introduced himself also, that he had served in that capacity with Channel Islam for 17 years. And now he has joined another radio station where he benefits the ummah with his discourses. With this brief introduction, and that talk will be in English. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to benefit from it to the fullest. Jazakum.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seeing that I'm here for one night only, so I will speak on 5 issues. The 5th issue will open the floor, and whatever questions you have, you can ask, inshallah. So the 1st issue we discuss will be that the importance of Laylatul Jumu'ah, Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Tonight is the night of Jumu'ah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Akthiru alayya min as-salati Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Send Durood Sharif upon me in abundance. What is Durood Sharif? Durood is a Farsi word, a word in Persian. Koi tarjuma kara? Somebody will ask, what is the meaning of durood? It's a word in Farsi, in Persian, and it means that when you have bumper harvest, bumper crop, So you know, when the farmer has a bumper crop, he's very happy. He will sell it at maximum price. And mashallah, in the minimum time, he will make so much money. So we read Durood Sharif, subhanallah, we get maximum reward. So much reward, we read Durood Sharif. The angel on the right, the angel on the left, both get busy. The one on the right is writing the hasanat, the good deeds. The one on the left is writing to expunge and removing our vices, our sins. So that is the benefit of salawat and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. So that is the wisdom and secret of salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala revealed the whole surah, Suratul Jumu'ah, Surah 62. It comprises 11 verses. So to show us the importance and significance of the day of Jumu'ah. So Allah give us tawfiq, tonight, tomorrow we read Surah Kahf. Man qara Surat al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min al-nur ma bain al-Jumu'atayn. Whoever reads Surah Kahf on a Friday, Allah Jalla wa Ala will bless that person with radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. It's sahih, authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Similarly, we should read Surah Dukhan, Surah 44. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a Surat Hamim al-Dukhan yawm al-Jumu'ah aw laylataha, fanallahu lahu biha baytan fil Jannah. Who read Surah Dukhan tonight, tomorrow, Allah Jalla wa Ala will bless that person with a palace in Jannah, the hadith in Tabarani. Likewise, we should make dua that Almighty Allah give us death on a Friday. من توفاه الله يوم الجمعة أو ليلتها وقاه الله من فتنة القبر. Whosoever Almighty Allah gives death on the day of Friday, the night of Friday tonight, Allah Ta'ala protects that person from the torment of the grave. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So many things we can discuss. Here in this masjid, Masjid Falah. I hope you are doing it. If you're not doing it, then you start doing it. Is hadith in Ibn Majah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jammiruha al-Jumu'ah. Every Friday you must apply Luban, Bakhur. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya rahimahullah wrote in Zadul Ma'ad, in time of Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu wa rada, there was a person by the name Nu'aym al-Mujammir. You know, you go Pakistan, India, somebody sell topi, they call him topi wala. He sell watch, they call gari wala. So they should call this Nu'aym Loban wala. Nu'aym al-Mujammir, the Bakhur wala. So remember his sunnah. Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah wrote, Grand Mufti, I met him also, alhamdulillah. So he wrote, yeh sunnat matrook ho gaya is zamane mein, adabul masajid mein. So remember, it's a sunnah that we have abandoned and neglected nowadays. So in our masajid, at home, our musalla, apply loban, bakhur. This is a commandment of Nabi alayhi salam. So these are commandments for us to practice on, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. So that is first part of our Jumu'ah, inshallah. Then between Asr and Maghrib tomorrow, Isa and Mustajaba, we know the condition of the Ummah. This Ummah today is such, everybody is finishing him up. You see in Burma and Sri Lanka, the Buddhists are slaughtering the Muslims. You see in Palestine, the Jews are busy there. You see in Afghanistan, the Christians are busy there. You see in India, the Hindus are busy. So everybody, you go to Sharia, the Shias are busy. So everybody wants to attack the Muslims. Today, the Ummah, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, has got the most amount of refugees in the whole world. The Ummah has got the most amount of yatama and orphans in the whole world. The Ummah has got so many widows. Never before in history we had so much. So the plight of the Ummah is such, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِهِ. Only Allah can help us. We can't say this leader to help that leader. Nobody's interested in helping us. So brothers, we all should make special dua for the upliftment, betterment of the Ummah. Second, remember today was raining a lot, mashallah, when we came. I went for Asr with my brother Zubair to the Jami Masjid, and it was pouring that time. So our Ustad, our Sheikh, Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Hafizahullah, who's from Halab, from Aleppo, from Syria, he's in Makkah over 50 years. One day it was raining day in Makkah, so he told me, come and ask you a few questions. I told him, Ustad, you are our Sheikh, you ask, we won't know the answer, but anyway you ask. So it's good for the ulama and those of you who know Arabic. He said, Uhibbul fitna. I love fitna. Fitna is something we must hate. Wa akrahu al-haq. And I dislike the truth. Truth is something you must like. And then he said, Wa uswalli bighayri huzu'in. I read salat without huzu. So everything is upside down. Then he said, Wa afirru min rahmatillah. And I run away from the mercy of Allah. So he says, solve the problem now. So I say, Sheikh, we can't solve, you tell us. So he says, Uhibbul fitna, innama walukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your grandchildren, your children, all are a trial and a test for you. Who don't like the wealth? Who don't like their children, grandchildren? We all love. So the old man, Baji, is in Sakarat, put $1,000 in front of him, he also will get young. And I say, what do you think? So you must remember, we all love. So when you say, Uhibbul fitna, it means that. Wa akrahul haq, al mawtu haqqun. So remember, we all dislike death. We have that fear for death. You go to the hospital clinic, tell Baji, old man, you're going to die just now. He say, what am I doing in hospital? I want to get better, I don't want to die. So we all have the fear for death. Wa uswalli bighayri huzu. I read salat, ay ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bighayri huzu. So I read durood sharif without huzu. To read durood sharif, salawat upon nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with huzu is better, desirable, meritorious, but not a condition. So you can read without huzu, also is permissible. Wa afirru min rahmatillah. And I run away from the mercy of Allah. When it rains, we all dash for cover. What we do? We're going to stand in the rain. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَةً. Allah scatters His mercy. So see, when the mercy comes, we dash for cover. One Hajj, we were there. Some of my brothers are here, mashallah. For Hajj, we are together. Allah take us again and again. One Hajj, it started raining. The police all dash for cover. So where are you going to look for anybody? The police themselves are gone. You understood? So this type of thing. So that is human nature. You understood? They told me, third part now, that they told me tonight is Shab Guzari. Our brothers are here for Dawat and Tabligh, mashallah. Let me tell you a few things about Dawat and Tabligh. Mashallah, I said this on the radio and I'll say it till my death, inshallah. The best thing that happened to this Ummah in the past century is the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Globally, internationally, there is no better work than Dawat and Tabligh. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Nawarullah Marqadahu started this work in 1924-1925. We in 2018 now, almost 100 years. Subhanallah, this is the ikhlas, the sincerity. See, Allah Ta'ala took the work to where and where. But the echo is troubling again. This masjid got a little bit jinnats, I know that. Always when I come to this masjid, I know there's something about this echo story. This whole Malawi, there's some story, you know. You like stories, come I tell you one story. You like stories, isn't it? You see, 1974, I left South Africa. I became Hafiz in South Africa, alhamdulillah. 1970, I was finished, I was a small boy. My Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, is in Durban now. More than 50 years he's teaching Hibs, alhamdulillah, Allah give him siha, afia. And I was in Heidelberg and Afsaf was there, mashallah. So then we decided, no, I must go and study Hibs. Hafiz Ibrahim, I aage karota, vaase karota, ita jinnat hai bade ite. Ite da bade jannat jo karamba chale to hai to ite bade. I don't know who understood or not, but the jinnat understood. So anyway, 1974, I left South Africa Monday, 12th of March. Subhanallah, last week Monday was 12th of March, and it was Monday. Inna zamana qad istadara ala hayati. Bukhari Sharif hadith. You see, after 44 years, it came back Monday, 12th of March. So, 12th of March, it was Monday. I left South Africa with another person. He bichara passed away a few months ago. Iqbal Dokrat, Allah give Jannatul Firdaus. So, South African Airways, we came, we landed in Blantyre. At that time, the Long Road Airport, I think that time. But we came Blantyre. I remember that. Then we had to take Air Malawi or Malawi Airline or whatever the name was. So we had to go to Nairobi. From Nairobi, connecting flight PIA to Karachi, you see. So we just took off Air Malawi or Malawi Airline, whatever. We on top of Lake Malawi. Yeah, the plane start coming down. They say big problem, pressure problem, that oxygen mask, everything came out. And so I told Iqbal, I said, bye, better read Kalima, our kafan, dafan, everything is in Malawi. So only Allah helped us, you know. Allah Ta'ala made the plane come right, and he brought us back. I remember my ears were paining, and I asked that air hostess, I need cotton wool. She said, we can't bring nothing now, we can all finish up now, kalas now. So all long stories. So therefore, when these people of Malawi invite me, I say, I'll come. But not Malawi Airlines and Air Malawi. Air Malawi nearly put me in Sakarat already. So rather we come SAA. Today we came SAA also, Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Nawarullah Marqadahu started this work of Dawat and Tabligh in 1924-25. The past 3 years or so, I go to South America in Ramadan. I just tell you 2-3 incidents, quick. How Dawat and Tabligh, what it did. I've been to Brazil, Argentina, Peru, Uruguay, Paraguay, and so I was 6-7 countries there. You know. So Venezuela, all that. Subhanallah, brothers, I start with Uruguay. Today you go Uruguay, there's not one masjid in the whole country. Whole country, no masjid. 4 million people, 1,000 Muslims. The first time I went to Ramadan, I met one brother from India, 10 o'clock at night. I was passing through. I'm Musafir, I don't have to read Tarawih and all. So I asked him, bhai, apne Tarawih ki namaz kaha ada ki? Where you read Tarawih namaz? He said, hum namaz nahi padte, Tarawih hum bahut thak jate hai. I said, chalo, theek, to wo Jumme ki namaz kaha padte? He said, where you read Jumma? He said, no. The Egyptian embassy, they open there, and we just read there. After Salat, they close it, finish. So Friday is only two. So when I came home, I told my brothers meaning my friends, we got nothing in Uruguay. I was crying there. So please, we must do something. So Subhanallah, then they went, they arranged. One Maulana from South Africa is there, everything. So last 2 years ago, it's Ramadan time, like how I'm sitting now, and I'm giving lecture between Asr and Maghrib, Ramadan. So two policemen came in. You know, white policemen, big uniform. So Azam Maulana, they're looking for me or what here? There, I don't speak no politics, nothing. You know? So he said, no. There's one husband, he gave his wife good hiding, you know, assaulted her. And so she laid a charge, so wherever she go, two policemen come with. You see, she's very, like, high-profile lady. So now it's just 5-10 minutes left for iftar, we made dua, everything. Then I told him, bhai, this policeman, give them, not only dates, give them some samosa, bhajja and all that. So they're like our guests, you know. So all that. Then afterwards we were reading Tarawih, now we in front, what we know what's happening at the back. So after Tarawih and all that, there's one youngster, he comes, he says, Mufti, you know what happened? I say, what happened? He said, that one, you know there were two policemen, one old man, one young man. I said, yes. He said, the young one, he came and he read 2 rakats with us. He's not Muslim. No huzoo, no nothing. So Birba, I was a chedi. You can hear that. So this thing that he just read. So he said, but you know how he read? I said, how he read? So he said, he read like this. That he started the salat, he put his hands here. Then he said, next rakat, he put it here. And then he got tired, he left his hand and put it here. And after that, he went away. So I told him, you never understood what the police did. So he said, what the police did? I say, when he started, he was Shafi'i. Then he became Hanafi. Then he became Maliki.
And then he made salam and ran away, he became Salafi. The Salafis, they run away, you know. So this time of things. You understood, Maurice? So last year when I went, so I didn't enter right there in a masjid. So I met somebody from Uruguay. I said, policeman ka kya hal hai? He said, policeman to Musliman ho gaya. He made nakal, he was just going through the motions, he's not Muslim. Allah Ta'ala loved him so much, Allah gave him iman and hidayat. That is Allah. You go Argentina, the government, they appointed somebody, white chip, to become a spy for the Tabligh Jamaat. But Allah wants to give him hidayat. He said, but these people, everything they do is good. Every time he give report to the intelligence, the police, he say they're doing this. They tell him, bye, you working for them or you working for us? What's wrong with you? See, but I'm giving you the right story. Then he got interested. He said, let me go learn Arabic. He got some Moroccan or some Egyptian, somebody, professor, and he teach me Arabic. Now he started reading Riyadu Salihin and all that. Subhanallah, he embraced Islam. Today his name Usman. I met him also. Barakat of Dawat Tabligh. Venezuela, you go, every madrasa in South America, you will find madrasa to Hazim. Madrasa to Hazim. Wama adraka man Hazim. Do you know what was Hazim? In the 53-54, Palestine became Israel. So, that family, they left. From Palestine, they went to Venezuela. Allah gave them so much multi-millionaires. They got their own planes and own jets and all this. So rich they were. But they never knew what color of the musalla in the masjid. All far from deen. But the young brother, Hazim, subhanallah, Jamaat come from India, Pakistan, he's making khidmat and this. He told his father, me, I'm going 40 days. They say, what you learn from these Indians, we Arabs? But anyway, he went. He landed up in South Africa also. I didn't meet him. Subhanallah, he started becoming Hafiz also. He went inside the Kaaba also. So there's another reason why I like Malawi, you know. Your Hafiz Faisal Qasim, Allah Ta'ala reward him. He arranged for me to go inside the Kaaba. Allah, I'll never forget his ihsan. That one day, 2011, I went inside. He arranged it. Allah's help, Allah's mercy. What favor he did for me. Subhanallah, reward him. His father and myself, we went inside. Anyway, so Hazim went inside the Baytullah, the Kaaba, Musharrafah, everything. Now, Hazim is still young, 28, 27 years old. He's married, and now his wife says, we must go somewhere. Say, no, I'm going to go Isha Salat, then we go. Kondika or something. While he's going, he met up in an accident, he passed away. And wife is expecting. Now day janaza, 5 people come, 10 people come like that. You understand? Few people come. Hazim passed away, people coming from here and there and everywhere. One brother sitting in London, one brother sitting in Germany, one here. They're all flying with their jets. Here they came after 2-3 days, they see people coming and all crying. You see, what happened? Why you came? You see, Hazim taught me how to make wuzu. Why you came? You see, Hazim taught me how to read salat. For what you came? Hazim took me out 3 days in a path of Allah. Everybody, Hazim, Hazim, Hazim. He said, no, this. Now we have to carry on with the work of Hazim. Every one of them became tablighi. You look at them today, they wear big, big jubba, big, big amama, and they all look like big, big Shaykhul Islam and Shaykhul Hadith and all. So, big, big sheikhs. Now their planes are flying to the istimaz. This Allah choose. When I met the father, I hugged him, Abdul Hamid. He was crying. I didn't meet Hazim, I also cried. Then he took out the photo. I'm not giving you fatwa, I'm just telling you what happened. He said, Hada wa Hazim. This is my beloved son Hazim. Then I told the brother the next day, I said, take me to Hazim's grave. I must go read there. Then we went. And subhanallah, we reached there, started dreaming. So I told him the story I told you now. Uhibbul fitna. I told him, you Arab, sort it out. He said, I don't understand nothing. I said, come, I teach you. Then we had a big dua and all these type of things. See, brothers, one youngster, dil mein dard ho deen ke liye. He had love for deen. Allah Ta'ala changed the whole South America. Everywhere is blossoming and mushrooming. Madrasatu Hazim. Because they are multi-millionaires. They say, put up madrasa everywhere, we will pay for it. Understood? But just call it after our beloved son, our beloved brother. See, brother. So that's what we must do. So all of you, remember the best way in this day, this age, everyone, especially the awam and all, get connected with Tabligh Jamaat and Da'wat and that. Allah will protect our iman. Remember. My topic is something else. Now I start with the topic. This was all Muqaddamah. How many things I spoke? 3 things so far. My topic tonight is, because I believe here, and 2 weeks ago I was in Mozambique, so there also I spoke of this, and it's everywhere in Africa, everywhere in the world. Let me just speak to you, my trip to Iran, and you will understand many things. It was in 2013, my wife and myself, I travel with my wife, you know, no wife, no life, you know. So Malawi also I come with my wife and myself. So anyway, but this Malawi, you must tell us airport chips, you must put more conveyors, you understand, take 1 hour for the luggage to come out. All characters, you understand. Alright. So anyway, so we went, Johannesburg, Dubai, Dubai, Tehran. Mawlana Sayyid sahab, Allah Ta'ala, aapko jazaya khair de, you made such long muqaddama and all that. Allah Ta'ala, Allah wajalna khairam mimma yazunnun. So brothers, we got no visa, no nothing. So there were 8-10 people in front of me, the airport's name Khomeini International Airport in Tehran. I told my wife, I said, let them go, we make zikrin. So my turn came, I put my passport. Abdul Qadir Hussein. He said, Husseini, Husseini. I said, yes, Husseini. Then I put my wife's passport. So Fatima Usman Hussein. Hey, Fatima, Fatima. I said, yes, Fatima. It's the best name to have. Husseini and Fatima. In their mind, we are 100% Shia. That is what they're thinking. So he said, sit down. I spoke in English. So I said, we make zikr. After 10 minutes, 12 minutes, they called me. He said, all right, you got 2 weeks visa. I prepared my trip for 13 days. We landed there Monday, first Rabiul Awwal, 2013. Monday was Rabiul Awwal first. So by the time, and I made arrangements, everything from South Africa, email. I don't want nobody with me, only the driver, myself, my wife, I'll pay extra. And the guide must be able to speak English. Farsi we know of, 99% we forgot. Persian. So Zahri was the guide. I spoke to him. I just asked somebody's phone and I spoke. He said, yeah, he's waiting. So it was the whole time we were packing the luggage, Monday. So we went. So first stop, he take me to Khomeini's grave. What we want to do at Khomeini's grave? We don't even say he's Muslim, first of all. So when we come to Khomeini's there, the minaret, 4 minarets, 91 meters high. Not feet. 91 meters. You know how high it is. So I asked him, why so high? He said, no, Khomeini died. He was 91 years old. So Khomeini is buried there, in that corner there. And they got the glass enclosure. And the enclosure got all crevices opening. So the people throw money, money, money. Mazar ko bazar bana diya. A money making, you see. So that side, so I went away this side. I told my wife, come, we rejoin. So he asked, you're not going. I said, we're not interested in him. He got very surprised. You know, stood in this house. So from there we went. I would tell him, we don't accept his Muslim also, first of all. But I didn't. I said, just come, come, we're going. So we went to Qum. Qum is considered like their spiritual capital. So, if you know Iran, the Shias believe in 12 Imams, they say. They're all fairy tales, but anyway. So one Imam of theirs, Imam Riza, is buried in Mashhad. And so Mashhad becomes their most important place. And Imam Riza's sister, Fatima Masuma, is buried here in Qum. So thousands of people come. So we went to the hotel, everything. Then I told my wife, let's go, we'll make some small place, not big. So we went. So we go sit there, where they make istiqbal. So that chef is speaking Urdu. So I'm listening. So you see, jo yahan par aaye, inko ek haj ka sawab milta hai. Aur jo Karbala gaye, inko teen haj ka sawab milta hai. I look at him, I say, you big liar you are. So if you come here, you get one haj sawab. You go, I've been Karbala also. You get three haj. But I kept quiet, I wanted information from him. Then he finished everything. I told him, main South Africa se aaya, mujhe bahut dilchaspi hai shio se, wo kitabe kahan milti hai? Where you get all the, he gave all the list and I said, very good. So I had 3-4 nights there. So then Zari tell me, first time I see a person going to stay 3 days there. I said, you don't worry, you must just take me around. Before we went to the hotel, I want to change money. So I asked him, how much? One US dollar, 33,000 Iranian riyal. Out of crorepati TV, you see, bah. I became multi-millionaire. I felt nice, you know, a million. And this, so you must remember, I have so much money. So the Zari, every time he talk, I just put money for him. I say, Zari, is alright now? He says, alright. I tell him, Zari, you must eat everything you want, and I'll pay for it. You know, hungry man is angry man. I shouldn't eat anything of theirs. I don't say, they're not a Muslim. I don't eat their food. I only eat fish. I eat chicken, I eat fish, I eat fruit, and I eat vegetable. No meat, no chicken, no nothing. He's knocking everything and I'm paying for everything. He's eating and I'm paying all the time. So anyway, all that happened. You ulama, if you go there one day, you must go to Qum, there's a madrasa, Madrasa Faiziya. There Khomeini studied there, Khomeini's room is there, I went there. They took us to Khomeini's house, everything and all that. Khomeini's grandson wanted to meet me. I said, lastu bi harisin ala liqaikum. I said, I don't want to meet you. These people got a shock. They say, people, they wait here for 1-2 weeks. And you say, you don't. He wants to meet you. I said, tell him I'm not interested in him. So a lot of things happened. I'm just cutting short. Now, one day, listen now, very attentively. I am by the bookshop and I'm buying some kitab. I say, bring Urdu, Arabic, English, Farsi, I don't want. So one youngster came. He say, uncle, from where you are? I say, South Africa. He say, what's your name? I say, Abdul Qadir. I say, from where you are? He say, South Africa. I say, from where? He say, Pretoria. I say, what's your name? He say, Yasir. Then I raise my voice. I say, you became Shia. He say, yes, uncle, I became Shia. I say, very good. Come here to ask you questions. He say, no. Me, I only came now 5 months ago. Say, I'm still learning Farsi. Because medium, that I bring for you one big sheikh. Anything you want to know, you can ask him. So I had my card, I gave him my number, everything. So it was Thursday night, like tonight. Same. 7 o'clock, what time? The 7 o'clock. Yeah, subhanallah. So the 7 o'clock he came. And every 7 o'clock he came, subhanallah. So he and Yasir came. Who he brought? Safiyur Rahman. Who is Safiyur Rahman? Safiyur Rahman is from Cape Town, from Durban. You who studied in South Africa, you will know, he became a Hafiz in Miasfam, the Hafiz Abdul Rahman, the Waliullah. 7 years he spent there. He forgot Quran, everything, I can tell you that. So anyway, 7 years he spent there. When he finished that, he went to go study, he and Mu'taha Quran were the best of friends in Miasfam. So he went there to Azhar. 6 years he spent there. Yea, in Iran, the revolution took place in 79. Our politicians, many of them were in exile. They're in Iran, in Egypt. So they told him, you waste your time here, go to Iran. You will learn from political Islam. So he fell for the trick. 2013, when I went, he was there 15 years. He's still there. So 5 years ago, 20 years now he's there. He's got 3 children, his wife, all Shia. He made them all Shia. And his father-in-law is a Maulana, studied in Jalalabad, Hazrat Kashagir. I met his father-in-law also. Not in Iran, in South Africa. See, he died. So anyway, first hour we spoke just ta'aruf, all that, you understand? I asked him, tell me where you studied, what you did, this, that, all this, you know, just social talk. So I told him about myself. He said, no, no, you don't have to tell me. I know everything about you. SubhanAllah, he knows about me. What was I telling him then? Second hour, now 8 o'clock, plus minus. So I tell him, Sheikh. I call him Sheikh. He called me Mufti. And Yasir is just sitting here, observer. Anything you ask him, he say, uncle, uncle, right through, he call me uncle. I say, oh. Good thing Yasir was there, because he's the witness. Allah's help. So I told him, Sheikh, I got many questions for you. You see, we came now, Masjidul Falah, we just come in from this side or this side and finish. There, Iran, not like that. When you enter the masjid, there, we say temple for them, but anyway, first thing they go, there in the corner, they take stone. Some of them, they take one stone, some of them, they take two stones. You know Malawi, you've got potholes everywhere, left, right and center. So they take two stones, they put one for forehead, one for the nose, one for balancing and one for alignment. So you must remember this, they put here balancing and here alignment. So I was all the stone story. He said, no, you must make sajda like this. I said, Nabi alayhi salam never made sajda like this. I didn't want to debate, I just asked him. I say, your imam, I can't even see the imam. I don't read namaz, but I go see everything behind them. But when they're reading, I go watch what's happening. So the imam stand, they stay, right down, they go down. When the imam people, when I go see, what's happening. So the imam, you can't see him. You only see the shoulder and his back, the head. Like that. So you say, no, the imam must be a humble imam. Not humbly, he must be a humble. So you put him inside the hole. You understood? So they put right inside. I say, then this Mukabbir, he don't read Salat. I'm there at the back, I don't read Salat, I'm Sunni. The Imam is reading Salat, he's facing Qibla, the Mukabbir, his back is facing Qibla, he got mic is in hand, Imam say Allahu Akbar, he say Allahu Akbar, but he's not in Salat. Which can Mukabbir? He say, no, Mukabbir can't read Salat behind the Imam. I say, why? He say, because his voice is louder than the Imam. Obviously, his voice must be louder, he got the mic in his hand. All shaitan yet, you know. Then I asked him, you all understood, that this Imam of yours, every day Maghrib time, he read Kul Huwallahu Ahad. First rakat and second. He don't know surahs or what. I think he already know Kul Huwallahu Ahad. He said, no, he's a big sheikh. But he's mustahab to read Kul Huwallahu in first rakat and second rakat. I said, you know, all your people's propaganda Shia. So like that, I ask him. Now it's 9 o'clock, Thursday night. I look at him straight in the face. Now he must pay attention. I told him, Sheikh, tomorrow, inshallah, me and you, we go for Umrah. Or we go for Hajj. If it's Hajj season. And we go Madinah Munawwara. We read Salat and Salam by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasul Habiballah. Then we come by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. You will read by Sayyidina Abu Bakr. I never even come to Sayyidina Umar. You will read by Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He say, I don't read by him. On my face he told me. I say, why you don't read? He say that he's ghasib. He, Umar, Usman, all of them, Allah forbid, naqala kufar nabashat. They usurp the rights of imamat, of khilafat, all that, from Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's how the Shia speak. You understand? They stole it from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. I say, okay. That's first dalil you're giving. So you say it is Sayyidina Ali supposed to be the first khalif. What is your dalil? He says that, number one, I won't read salam behind Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Well, I don't say Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he just say Abu Bakr. And second dalil, because when Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha came, when Nabi alayhi salam passed away, then this is true. Then she requested, I want a share from my father's estate. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, no, we don't give you share. So that's why I won't greet him. I asked him, any more dalil? He said, no. I said, okay. I said, now listen, you brought two dalil. Now let's see, analyze your dalil. Now you must understand. Nabi alayhi salatu salam went for Hajj in the 10th year of the Hijrah. On the 4th of Zil Hijjah, Nabi alayhi salam entered Makkah. On the 14th of Dhul Hijjah, 10th year Hijrah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. On 18th of Hijrah, Nabi alayhi salatu salam stopped in Ghadir Khum. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam took Sayyidina Ali's hand and said his hadith in Sahih Muslim. We accept it, we got no argument with Sayyidina Ali. So, man kuntum mawlahu fa aliyun mawla. That who's the friend of Ali and is my friend and everything. So they say, from those of that, Sayyidina Ali is supposed to be the Khalifa. Okay. Muharram came 11th year, and then Safar came 11th year. End of Safar, beginning Rabiul Awwal, Nabi alayhi salam is ill, falls ill. It's Thursday, today Thursday. The last Thursday of Nabi alayhi salatu salam's life. It is Isha time, like just now will be Isha time. Nabi alayhi salam told, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell Abu Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Tell Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he must make imamat for the people. Oh, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, wake up from your slumber. Apne khab ghaflat se utho. Do you know who Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq? I explained to him. Surah 9, verse 40. Ulama make notes. Surah 9, verse 40. Allah says, Thaniyathnaini idhuma fil ghar. He is the Thaniyathnaini, he is the second of the two in the cave. When they travel to Madinah Munawwara, he is Thaniyathnaini, he is the second of the two. On the Musalla of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, he is Thaniyathnaini. Isha salat he read, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. Friday 5 salat, Saturday 5 salat, Sunday 5 salat, Fajr salat. 17 salat, he made imamat. Sayyidina Ali was behind Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. How come Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell Sayyidina Ali, make imamat for one salat? Eh zalim, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is name in the cave. He is Thaniyath Nain in the trip to Medina. He is Thaniyath Nain on the Musalla of Nabi alayhi salam. He is Thaniyath Nain even today. Who is buried next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You understood, brother? That means Sayyidina Abu Bakr. I say, you say that he, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, did not give Sayyida Fatima a share. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's daughter is Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. She is Siddiqa, he is Siddiq. Did he give a share to his beloved daughter? She is the honorable wife of Nabi alayhi salam. Did any other wife get a share? If the wife did not inherit, how come the daughter must inherit? So nobody inherits from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَحْنُ مَعَاشِرُ الْأَنْبِيَا لَا نَرِثُ وَلَا نُورِثُ. So you must remember. Like that with Allah's help, there's no time now. 10 questions went like this. Everyone with Allah's help, I beat him. I asked Yasir, who won Yasir? He said, uncle, you won. I say, you told me you bring a big sheikh, he'll answer everything. Who won? Say, uncle. I told him, Safiullah, tomorrow before I phone Channel Islam, me and you, we go live debate. I got no kitab, nothing, made a musafir ho. And traveler, I just make dua, two rakat, I make read and make dua, we go live debate. You got home ground advantage, you got all kitabs here, everything, I don't even know what you got. So he said, I don't want to debate with you. So I asked, you defeated? He said, yes. See, Allah sent Yasir his witness. So I said, now tomorrow when I go back home, your mother said this incident never took place. Till today, they never rejected it. Wherever I go, I speak. And I take their names. And they accept that they were defeated in Qum in Iran. Big Shia and small Shia. 6 South Africans were there that time. 2 Indians, 2 Africans, and 2 Malays. Aurat aur daulat ne is ummat ko tabah kar diya. Shias can never survive. They only survive with money. Quran Kareem says, yu'minuna bil ghayb. They will go to your townships, they will go to your indigenous and show them money, kwacha, dollar, rain and all these type of things. So we say yu'minuna bil ghayb and they say yu'minuna bil jayb. That's all the shaitans can do. And then they will tell them, you youngsters, you see, when you were young, you in Malawi also, when you were young, you used to play cricket, tap and run. You know, tap and run. You hit the ball, you must run. So they tell them, now you go from Malawi, you go Iran. And then you make, you as a man go make muta. Then you make a hit and run. When you were young, was tip and run, now you make hit and run. Khomeini, the kafir, wrote, I got this kitab and I challenge anybody in the world, anytime, anywhere. Khomeini wrote in Tawdihul Masail, you can make muta for 1 hour. His kitab he wrote. When I had live debate with the Shia in South Africa, on radio it is live. I told him, tell me the answer of this. Khomeini wrote, it's 7:15 now, you pay the lady 50 kwacha, 5,000 kwacha. Your people's money is not worth the paper on which is written on, I think. You understand? 1 rand is how much? 60 kwacha. And 1 pound is 1,000 kwacha or something. Yeah, so it's like Zimbabwe, you know. Like Iran money. So when I went to Zimbabwe, Mugabe's time. So when I came, I looked at the note. So this said is Mugabe. I turned it around, it's blank. So I asked them, what happened? They say the ink got finished. Well, I am in the masjid. They say, CI khatam ho gaye. The ink khatam ho gaye. So anyway, our money also is being there, barkati money. So anyway. So for Mary, the shaitan wrote that you give money like this to the lady, you don't need father's permission, witness that if she's happy, you happy. For 1 hour, you use her, abuse her, this is jais. So I asked them, there was a difference between this and prostitution. You tell me. So Khomeini is promoting, advocating muta, prostitution. So that's what they use. They use money and they use women. You understand? You catch a youngster and give him money and tell him go. Who will refuse? A hungry man is an angry man, boy. Go to Iran, both get food. Upstairs and downstairs. Some of them. Oh, good. Shaitan yet all these things. From there we come. Listen, Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Friday we traveling. I told Zari, Zari, there's one place here. You know you have built a shrine, a mazar, for the murderer of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, don't worry, I'll take you. Remember this place, you ulama and sunnis. The place name is Kashan. Kaf, Alif, Shin, Alif, Noon. Kashan. Kashan is very famous for the carpet. So, in Kashan, he took me, he said, this is the place. The murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, they built a shrine, a mazar, and he is Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, and they call him Baba Shuja'uddin. You very brave, you did very good that you kill Umar. We hate Umar. Even he, Zari, used to tell me, I don't like Umar. I say, why you don't like? He say, he killed many Persians. Imagine their love for Majusiyat and their love for their fire worship is more than their love for Islam. In time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, Iran got conquered. They say, but many Persians got killed, so therefore they must hate Sayyidina Umar. See, upside down thinking. You should be thanking Sayyidina Umar. You took us out from Kufr and brought us into Islam. So anyway, this is a place no one can deny it. I saw it with my own eyes. So it was Friday, 5th of Rabiul Awwal. Then from there we went to Isfahan. Open Sahih Muslim. I didn't bring my coins now. Anyway, you got coin here. You take one coin, 5 rand, 2 rand coin. On the right hand side you put Jew. On the left hand side you put Shia, it's same. The founder of Shia Azam is a Jew. I said so? No. Is in their kitab, Rijalul Kashi. Their kitab is written there. The founder of Shia Azam is Abdullah bin Sabah and he was Yahudi. You see? So remember that Shias and Jews sing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sahih Muslim, Yakhruju Dajjal min Isfahan. Dajjal will come out from Isfahan, Sahih Muslim's hadith. Who will follow him? 70,000 Jews. Now you understood what I'm saying? So both of them, and both are slaughtering the Muslims. Daytime they say, Iran is saying this against Israel, Israel is saying this. Din ko gaali dete hai aur raat ko zina karte. No, so this is what they do. So just to make us fools. They make me doing this. Why did not attack Iran? They attack Iraq, they attack Libya, they attack Afghanistan, they attack everywhere. All the Sunni countries fled. Why did not attack Iran? Show me one Shia in Guantanamo Bay. Show me one. Use your akal, Sunnis. Akal ke jaak vapro. Use your brains a little bit. So you must understand what is happening. Ye to humare dushman hai. Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, wrote in his fatawa, Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, hum adarru ala al-muslimin, aw ashaddu ala al-muslimin min al-yahud wa nasara. The Shias are worse enemies than ours, even worse than the Jews and Christians. They wrote 100% the truth. Ye to ghar ke chor hai. So anyway, from there we went to Shiraz. Shiraz, I paid them their money, everything, they got very happy. From there we came now to Iran, so to Tehran. So when we came to Tehran, is the capital. So, now my lesson gets very interesting. When we came to Tehran, so we see, now I'm a tourist, I go here, there. So one day I came back, Istiqbal, the reception, everybody called me Mr. Husseini. Everyone, JazakAllah. So they call me, say, Mr. Husseini, come here. So I say, what's wrong? He says, somebody left a big gift for you, a big parcel for you. I say, SubhanAllah, who knows me in Tehran? They left a parcel. Big like this. So I went to the room. I told my wife, Fatima, I say, you stand there in the corner. I think this Shia, maybe they put a bomb here or something. You know, so I open it slowly, slowly like this. I say, maybe bomb, I'll go. You don't have to go. You know, understood? And this type of thing. SubhanAllah, I open it, beautiful Quran Sharif, handwritten. What is the truth we must speak? Shias are masters in calligraphy. No calligraphy here. You see this? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In their writing, they're not Arabs, but they'll beat the Arabs. Even Hazrat Alimiya wrote this. Hazrat Abul Hasan Nadwi, I met him and I got ijazat of hadith from him also. So Hazrat Alimiya rahimahullah wrote in his Safar Nama, his travelogue, about Iran, he say we must admit, the masters in calligraphy. Anyway, so they wrote. Then there was a small card there. So Farsi little bit you can read. So they reckon tomorrow is like a meeting, mu'tamar and this. So anyway, I said, let me thank him. So there was a number. So I phoned, we spoke in Arabic. He said, la, 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 Sheikh, tomorrow you must be ready. Tomorrow, this is Thursday night. Tomorrow is 12 Rabiul Awwal. You say, tomorrow something big is happening and you must be there. I say, I don't know what you're speaking by. Let me give the taxi that my guide and I go there, you speak to him. Then I'll come with him. But I'll come alone. They say, all right. So he told him that. I said, okay, I'll come. Don't worry. So, now it's Friday, 12 Rabiul Awwal. There when I'm in Shiraz, when I paid them everything I asked them, they did for me. We must never lie. They never troubled me. They never intimidated me. They're very friendly people. The country is very so safe. 12 o'clock at night you can walk. Nobody will trouble you. Very clean, very green, everything there. So anyway, that I told them there in Shiraz, after I paid them the money, I said, you see this Friday is 12 Rabiul Awwal. Me, I'll be in Tehran. I want to read Jummah Salat in a Sunni masjid. No problem, Mr. Husseini. No problem. We arrange everything for you. Because now they got the money, the dollars is there, you know. When I showed them the dollars, their eyes got big also, like this. So anyway, all that happened. So, now 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock, they phoned me. Say, Mr. Husseini, we're sorry. I say, what happened? Say, no masjid for Sunnis in Tehran. They got Sunni masjid in Iran. But in Tehran, no masjid. They telling me themselves. I say, okay, do like this. You see, there must be embassy here, Tehran. Pakistan, Malaysia, Indonesia, Egypt, Saudi. All these Muslims. Somebody must be reading Jummah Salat. So you phone me and tell me. They say, okay, we'll phone you. So after 1 hour, 45 minutes or so, they phone. They say, Saudi embassy say, you must go, but don't go with the embassy. I say, I speak to him. He'll take me. They say, but you must only come men, no woman, there's no place. I say, the woman, they don't go. So anyway, so we went. It was a Sudani imam. It's 12 Rabiul Awwal. He was speaking about Sirat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A whole 150 people, 150, maximum 200 people. No masjid and all. In the evening, I mean a masjid, brothers. And plus the Laylatul Jumu'ah. Now, night time I went, after Maghrib. So, where they told me I must come. I am simple Simon, I just dress like this, you know, and wherever I go. So, I went, over 20, 21, 22 of these Ayatullahs are waiting for me. And they all go there, jubba and kubba and all that, top, tip, top, you understand? And everyone stand in a line and everyone kiss me. And what white titles they gave me. The only title they never gave me was Imam. No. Salaam alaikum ya Ustaz, Salaam alaikum ya Sheikh, ya Salaam alaikum ya Doktor, Assalamu alaikum. The way they kiss me on my cheek, on my neck, on my forehead, they kiss me more than Fatima kissed me. You understand? So, I say, these shaitans, they're up to something. You understand? I know these kafir shias. So, I know this. They're up to something funny, you know. They can't trick me like this. There must be something. They went to me, four, five of them, they surround me. Yes. Say, Ustad, you know it's Mu'tamar. Now, how it works, I came to learn all this there. Mujhe kuch pata nahi tha, I learned all. Sunnis, mashhoor now, tahqeeq is different. Mashhoor according to Sunnis, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place on 12th Rabiul Awwal. By Shias, they say 17th Rabiul Awwal. You understood? So every year, 12th Rabiul Awwal to 17th Rabiul Awwal, they have a conference. And that conference, the theme is At-Taqreeb Baina Ahli Sunnah Wa Ahli Shia. How to bring the Sunnis and Shia very, very close together. And they invite Sunni ulama. So they told me, Ustaz, tonight, tomorrow is your lecture, you the guest speaker. I said, Subhanallah. I came with my ticket, you never paid for it. All this hotel, everything, I'm paying for it. Since when I'm your guest? Say, no, we know all that, but now you're our guest. We're going to put you in a 5-star hotel. We'll put you on business class and in first class and whatever you want. We know your visa is ending on Sunday. Everything they knew. We will arrange everything. You don't worry. I said, no. This way. Only Allah's help. They want to put me on TV, call the press. They will write everything in Farsi. What I know what's going on. So they wanted to use me. Allah protected me. I said, no, I can't. I'm going to South Africa, finish tomorrow. It's my last day, finish. They say, what you want? I say, yes, I want something. They say, what? I say, all these books is for the conference. They say, yes. I say, let me go and I will choose the books I want. They say, very good. Now they don't know who they give me the books to. They say, Mali Ghanimat Ayah. You see? Spoils of war. Allah Ta'ala made free of charge. So I went to go choose all the books and everything in Arabic, Urdu, English, whatever, because they had all the books there. And I brought it. Then the next day I was frightened that I'm going to the airport. They mustn't try and nothing happened. We came from there, Dubai. Then everywhere I go, I speak about Iran. This is what happened this way. So what you have to learn, brothers. What you have to learn, my brothers. Any one of you ulama who know how to type properly, you got smartphone and you're a smart guy. So, and you know, you can do it now. Any one of you who's sharp in it, I'm giving you the references. I hope one, two of you ulama can do it quickly. They say, the Shias, that they love Ahlul Bayt. This is the strategy they use. You go to your township here, you come to South Africa. They tell the African, they tell the indigenous, you see these people, they're not teaching you true Islam. They're teaching you biryani Islam. They're teaching you Indian Islam. Each day they'll give you food and Ramadan time they'll give you a hamper. We teach you true Islam. We teach you Ahlul Bayt Islam. And they play on the emotions. I went to Iraq also. So your mother, they play on the emotions of people. Now this, I want you ulama who got your phone, put on your phone and work it out. Go look there under your phone, type in Arabic, Al-Irshad. Irshad is the book's name. And the author is Sheikh Mufid. The book's name is Al-Irshad. And the author is Mufid, Sheikh Mufid. The Shia say Sheikh Mufid met the 12th Imam. I'm reading the whole Ibarat, the text. It is, listen carefully, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It is 10th Muharram. is day of Ashura. It is Karbala, Maidan-e Kufuf. And it is the 61th year after Hijrah. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, before he got martyred and murdered, this is what happened. Kaan khokar sunna, listen carefully. Inna al-imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam da'a ala shi'atihi. Imam Hussein alayhi, I'm reading from their kitab. Inna al-imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam da'a ala shi'atihi. He made baddua against the Shias. And he told them, Allahumma ij'alhum firqa waj'alhum tara'iqa qidada. Ya Allah, make them into splinter groups. وَلَا تَرْضَ الْوُلَاتُ عَنْهُمْ أَبَدًا. Ya Allah, don't let any ruler be pleased with them. They told me I must come here. لِيَنْصُرُونَا. And they will help us. What they did? فَقَتَلُونَا. And they murdered us. Sheikh Irshad, Mufid, the kitab's name is Irshad, the author is Mufid, Shia book, authentic Shia book, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Nawas-e Rasul, made dua against the Shias in Karbala before the martyrdom and cursed the Shias. Second, A'yanu Shia in Shia book, A'yanu Shia, in there is written, 20,000 Shia took the bay'ah on Sayyidina Hussein's hand, and then they turned against Sayyidina Hussein. فَلِمَاذَا نُحَمِّلُ مَسْئُولِيَةِ مَقْتَلِ الْحُسَيْنِ لِمَاذَا نُحَمِّلُ مَسْئُولِيَةَ مَقْتَلِ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَى أَهَلِ السُنَّةِ. Why do we blame the Sunnis when we ourselves kill Sayyidina Hussein? Shia book, A'yanu Sunnah, A'yanu Shia. Shia say Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, then the fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin. Imam Zainul Abidin is the fourth Imam. The Shia say Imam never makes mistake. Whatever he says is the truth. Is Karbala, the martyrdom, Sayyidina Zainul Abidin is an eyewitness. He saw what happened. He saw his father martyred and murdered. What did he say after all this? He said, Ya Ahl al-Kufa, O you Shias, أخذتم الأهد والميثاق على أبي. You took the oath on my father's hand. ثم تركتموه. Then you left my father. فخذلتموه. You did not assist him. بأي عين تنظرون إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Tomorrow, how will you face the master حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ وهو يقول لكم. And مصطفى حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم will tell you. قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You killed my family. You killed my nawasa. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي. And you desecrated our lofty, exalted rank. We are the Ahlul Bayt and you slaughtered them. Well, this is not Abdul Qadir's fatwa. This is Hazrat Zainul Abidin's fatwa, your fourth Imam. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah. You out. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي الْإِحْتِجَاجِ أَلَّمَ تَبْرِسِي. Your kitabs, I don't quote my kitabs. I quote your kitabs which you gave. So, go open ulama, put your smartphones on and work it out. Go see there. It's all there, all the Shia kitabs on the internet. So, you must remember, this is written in there. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's daughter, his mother is Fatima Kubra. His daughter is Fatima Sughra, the younger Fatima. And Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha bintu Rasulullah is a mother. So his daughter Fatima Sughra was also survived, she also survived in Karbala. She was not martyred. She addressed them after her father was killed. She said, Ya Ahl al-Kufa tabballakum. Allah decimate, destroy you. La'anatullahi alaykum al-zalimeen. Allah's la'anat curse be upon you. قَتَلْتُمْ أَبِي كَمَا قَتَلْتُمْ جَدِّي بِالْأَمْسِ. Today you killed my father, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. As in the previous years, you killed my dada, my grandfather, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. The kafir Shia, what they said, not my kitab, your kitab, Al-Ihtijaj, Allama Tabrasi. I use the word Allama because they write like that. So Tabrizi's kitab is written. They went to read poetry. And what poetry they read? قَتَلْنَا أَلِيًّا وَبَنِي أَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. Yes, we killed Ali. Yes, we killed the son of Ali, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. And we used the swords and the spears made in India. Al-Ihtijaj of Tabrizi. So who murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda? You understood? So don't get fooled. Ye to humare pakka dushman hai. And if you want to see how they are dushman, see in Syria what they are doing. Not now, for past 60, 70 years. My ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, is from Halab. He left in those days more than 50 years ago. You, come here. See there, if you got any Quran from Haram Sharif, Makkah Quran. You know Makkah Quran? Yeah. Bring one Quran, I'll show you something. The person who wrote the Quran, 50, 60 million copies are distributed. The person who wrote the Quran in Makkah, Medina, you'll find it everywhere. He is from Halab, he is from Aleppo, he is 86, 87 years old. I went twice to his house and I told him, Sheikh, it's not translation, no?
No.
Ah. Yeah, right, nice one. All right, perfect. If you can read Arabic, you can read Arabic. Come, never mind, you can read, come here. You see, وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتْ عُثْمَانْ طَاهَا. You can see? See, all of you on the last page. Usman Taha, he comes from Halab, from Aleppo. He wrote the Quran, not computer and type, he wrote. When I went to his house first time in Medina, I told him, Sheikh, I can't sit here on your sofa. He started smiling. He said, why? I said, how many times you wrote Quran? He said, 7 times, wrote. I say, how long it takes to write one Quran? He say, 3 years. I say, subhanallah. 21 years you spend in writing Quran. Give me your hand, I have to kiss it, then I sit. So he say, you know Mutawalli Sha'arawi? I say, I heard his name, but I didn't meet him. Big Sheikh in Egypt, he passed away a few years. He say, he did the same thing, he refused. So I said, Sheikh, I'm following him also. So he took out his hand, then we start speaking and all. Then I told him, write my name, Abdul Qadir Hussein. So he wrote. After 15 minutes, he come back. He tell me, take. So he say, I have to tell you something. The pen I use to write the Quran, I use that pen to write your name. But I'm not going to show you the pen. I say, leave the pen, Sheikh. Give my name. You understood? Second time I went, I told to Fatima, my wife was. Then we speak. So I told him, my wife, my mother, Islam, Taban, Ana Maria, I'm sick. Then Allah put in, I say, what's your wife's name? I say, Fatima Usman Hussein. He jump up. You see, my daughter's name is Fatima binti Hussein and Usman Hussein. So I said, now you got Bintan, ya Sheikh. You got 2 daughters now. One with my wife is your daughter also. So he said, all right. So he went and he wrote. He's there in Medina 45 years. All these kafir Shias, they're murdering our ulama. They had to make hijrat 50 years ago, 40 years ago. And today you can see what they're doing. Just because Russia is there with them, they got veto. They're slaughtering the Sunnis. And you want to tell me these people are Muslim? So Iran, Hezbollah, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, he used to say Hezbollah. When he came back, he saw all their shaitaniyat. He said that they're not Hezbollah, they're Hezbollah shaitan. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi is one of the famous alims in Qatar. So wherever I go, brothers, this is our mission, is our message. Know who your enemies are. Know who the Ahlul Sunnah are. I can show you on my phone. Remember the Shia, when they make a person a Shia. Allah forbid a person become a Shia, he has to say these words. Ashhadu anna Aba Bakrin wa Umar wa Usman wa Aisha wa Hafsa finnar. Allah forbid Allah. He has to say, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Aisha, Hafsa, all are in Jahannam, and then he became a Shia. You understand? So think properly where you are. Many of you think we take out from our pocket all these things here. So remember, these are our enemies, and today you can see at a global level what they are doing. You come to Cape Town, I don't know if you'll know the incident or not. Last year, 24th, 25th of November, was a Friday. And they had on 1st December the opening of their temple, their mosque, they say, there in Cape Town, Shia. My heart couldn't accept. I said, no, I must go. So I flew down Cape Town. We had program here, there. Then I told General Islam, this program must go live. I told Voice of the Cape, it must go live because I do program. So they said, okay. I took my book's worth. I said, this is what you wrote. This is in your book. This is Sayyidina Hussein, what dua he made. This is Hazrat Zainul Abidin, dua he made. This is Fatima Sughra. Any Shia come if I'm lying. I challenge you. So your own imam are telling you out of the fold of Islam. And that's everything we did. Then I left for Umrah, everything. And then last year, December, when I was there, then I got a letter from the lawyer. They're suing me for... I didn't come here for collection or anything. I'm just, alhamdulillah, we're okay. Alhamdulillah, sir. Then they say, we're suing you for 10 million rand. I say, you can sue us for 100 million, we won't keep quiet. Understand? You can swear me, you swear my father, mother, we keep quiet. You swear Hazrat Abu Bakr, you swear Hazrat Umar, you swear Hazrat Aisha, you swear Hazrat Usman, we'll never keep quiet. You understood? Have ghairat, have iman, brothers. Stand up for the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Namus e sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib e farz. To protect the integrity of the sahaba is compulsory. If you can't do that, we're munafiq ourselves. You understood, brothers? Ye to iman aur kufr ka masla. So understand where we stand. Don't come tell me you're a fence sitter and sitting on the fence and all this type of thing. So don't fear anybody. Remember this. I went to Iran and came back, nothing happened. They were 100% sure this guy is a Shia. I told you I didn't have visa. You understood? Now they'll never allow me. Now if I go there, maybe they'll hang me up. You understand? They hang on to people up there. Yeah. When I came back to South Africa, we got one newspaper, they gave me the airport today also, Citizen. You know? So whenever I see Iran, I like to read the article. So when I came back 2013, I saw Iran. And the caption, the heading read, monkey business. I said, what's this? So they say, Iran is the most powerful country in the Middle East after Israel. You must remember, they're very powerful. So they've gone very far ahead. So after Israel, they're number two. So they say Iran sent a missile and they put a monkey inside. So they say when the monkey came back, it wasn't the same monkey that went up. You understood? What different monkey went up and a different monkey came down. I said, yes, that the Shias can do. So they make everything upside down. So they put their heading monkey business. So anyway, brothers, my message to you is this. Always make dua. Ya Allah, keep us. Our iman firm, protect our iman, let us live with the Ahlu Sunnah, and we die with the Ahlu Sunnah. That is our. And last message to all of you, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. His hadith, go open, Tafsir ibn Kathir, Muslim al-Bazar, and it you will find. Nabi alayhi salam said, every one of you, male, female, adult, children, you must learn Surah Yasin by heart. So that is your homework now. From tonight, not tomorrow, start learning Surah Yasin by heart. And learn Surah Tabarak by heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everyone. So your son is becoming a Hafiz, is becoming Alim, very good. You Baji, you also have to learn. You Masi, you Khala, you also have to learn. So everyone has to learn. We all will learn, inshallah. Learn this. Fourth, start ho gaya na? Now first one is your people. Come, any questions, anything. Don't take anybody's name now. Quick, any questions now, ask questions. It's the azan time now. Anybody, any questions? The woman also, they make long istikhara. Tell that brother there who in Chichewa is explaining there. Ask them if they got any questions. Inko kaho ke koi sawal ho to bata de. My advice to you must never trade with them. You understood? People who insult and swear, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, and all of them, so they are classified
is murtad and out of the fold of Islam. They're worse than a normal kafir. So therefore, we must not do business with them. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. That's my verdict on it. When I was there last week, 2 weeks ago in Mozambique, subhanallah, they had a program for ulama. And they gave them books. And I saw those 3 books. I was very happy. And Jazakallah, very good question. Number one, tonight or tomorrow, in South Africa, we got Majlisul Ulama. You know Majlis newspaper? You just see the muftis there, the name. Just tell him, Hazrat Maulana, send me 100 copies of your book. Shiaism Part 1, Part 2. Small book, that is. Excellent. They were giving it out there also, in Mozambique. It's very good kitab. Another kitab they were giving out there, I even took it home, I was very happy. Hazrat Maulana Sarfraz Khan, he's from Pakistan, he passed away, I met him also. So his kitab on Shiaism, he got a black cover. So it's just 23 pages. I read the whole thing now, just a few days ago. Very good kitab. So you don't have to get big volumes and all. This small kitab, 30, 50, 100 pages, and you translate it, get the ulama, and it's very good. So get that, especially the book of Maulana A.S. Desai. Shiaism, Part 1, Part 2. You all got the majlis. Just send to him and tell him I send to you. And then you'll get the book and you translate it, inshallah. Very good. Take this lecture and put in Chichewa, Kalas. Eyewitness report. Understood? Anybody wants, write it down. Any one of you want this whole thing, just send me a WhatsApp. Put on your phone, 071-888-1184. Write my number. 071, put the, for you, South Africa, plus 2771-888-1184. And then you just tell me you want, it'll be in book form, trip to Iran. Then I just forward it to you. Then you can just read it, the whole thing. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.